Welcome to the iLEAP's Early Careers podcast, where we explore scientific research related to the biosphere and the atmosphere, and share the personal experiences of our early careers scientists as they navigate their way through academia. Our podcast today forms part of a series in which we learn more about the scientific research conducted by early career scientists, both in and from the region of Latin America.
So on today's iLEAP podcast, we are going to be talking to Dr. Eliane Gomez-Alves, who is a postdoctoral researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Biogeochemistry. So welcome, Eliane, to the podcast.
Hi. Thanks, Hi. Emma, for inviting me for this podcast.
Thank you. Thanks very much for coming to talk to us. So as we always do with these podcasts at the beginning, we kind of want to understand maybe what's inspired you to become a scientist. So could you just tell us a little bit about what might have inspired you?
Yeah. What I'm going to say, I think it's a bit of cliche, but true. I've always been very curious about many things, but especially to things related to nature. Since my childhood, I've been very connected to nature, and by observing things like plants growing, clouds forming, etc., I started to ask many questions to my parents and older siblings, like questions like, including questions that they never really thought about. Then at school, I started to be more excited to learn about science, especially natural science. And I think this all kind of naturally directed me to study biology in the university. And this was when the formal education started in science.
Yeah, cool. Great answer. So could you maybe tell us then a little bit more about your journey so far? Maybe where you've studied and what skills have been useful in your career journey?
Yeah. When I decided to study biology, I kind of knew that this would be more towards ecology. So my family and I have traveled several times to a wetland biome in Brazil, in central part of Brazil, that is called Pantanal. And therefore I had several opportunities to see this place and wish to learn more about it. So then when I applied for universities, I applied for one that has research in this biome in Brazil. And in this university, I learned a lot about fieldwork, ecological approaches, and also how to work with big groups during tough situations, as like doing field work in a wetland when it's cold and raining. Then I decided to do my master's in the Amazon forest. I was always amazed with this huge forest. This was a very important experience since the beginning, because many international researchers do their science in the Amazon forest, so I could interact with many people and also experience a multicultural work environment. And I think that my curiosity to learn from different cultures has also helped me to start a very important network already during my master's. And these network and interactions took me to several countries where I could do research stays and take some summer courses, for example. Then later, I started my PhD in Brazil in the National Institute for Amazonian Research with a collaboration with ANICAR and also the LBNL in the US. And during my PhD, so I spent time in Brazil and also in the US. This was very important to learn different approaches from the different researchers that I interacted with. And also this has opened the doors for the position that I have now, that is a postdoc position in the Max Planck Institute for Biogeochemistry, as you said during the introduction. But I think I can reinforce the importance of networking and really try to have experiences with different labs and researchers. These experiences have made me grow a lot.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, networks are really important, super important. So could you tell us a little bit more then about your current research that you're doing at the Max Planck Institute, please?
Yeah, sure. So I work with biogenic volatarigan compound emissions from the Amazon forest. And I am mostly interested in observational studies that aim at integrating different scales, for example, from leaf to ecosystem. And more recently, at the Amazon Tau Tower Observatory in Central Amazon, my group and I have been developing a research line that integrates functional ecology to atmospheric processes mediated by volatarigan compounds.
And Eliane, could you maybe, like, for our listeners, could you explain what it must be like to work in the rainforest and like maybe describe some of the sights and sounds that you might hear and maybe explain the site that you work on a bit more for us?
Yeah, so this site, this specific site, the Amazon Tau Tower Observatory, is very far from the biggest city that we have in the Amazon, that's called Manaus. And the idea of having this experimental site far from the city was really to try to measure what would be the closest that we can, like, I think really measure what we could think as a pristine forest, even though we don't really have it anymore. But in this site, we stay in the forest. So there is a base camp there where we sleep on hammocks. And there is just the cover. So when we sleep, we can listen to monkeys and birds, and we can see many insects on the way to the tower to do our measurements. So it's really, really in the rainforest. And there we have a big group doing research in this site, researchers that do science with plants, animals, atmosphere, many, many different types of research there.
Yeah, cool, thank you. That's really cool. So maybe could you tell us a little bit more about any sort of highlights, any challenges really along the way that you might have faced and how you might have overcome those challenges?
Well, I had many challenges, and they were from different aspects. In the beginning, especially during my master's, I was quite shy to speak to even a small audience. And even though I already spoke English by that time, by the way, Portuguese is my first language. Mm-hmm. I always freaked out when I needed to speak about my research in English, especially with senior scientists. But for that, I don't really know what I have done to overcome. I think that by being exposed to many situations when English was the only possible language to communicate, I had to force myself to do so and learn with practice. Another challenge in the beginning was related to my gender and age. I was quite often the only woman or within a small group of women in my work environment, and also very young. So I faced situations that taught me how to speak up and survive. Information that I have suffered by just being a woman, a young Latin American woman. So I think this was kind of tough, and it was very present in the beginning of my career.
Mm-hmm. And so, what advice would you give to early careers researchers then, based on those challenges? How would you say to approach it now, knowing what you know now and what you've learned?
Well, I think asking for help. Mm-hmm. And luckily, today we have several organizations. Like, there is this one in the US called Fieldwork Initiative that help women in any difficult situation in the fieldwork. And also, there are more gender equality offices in universities now. And I think asking for help, asking for advice, this is always the best way to go, because when you are young, when I was young, I didn't know these things. So I could have, I think if I knew, or if this office, this help were there when I needed, things could have been easier.
Okay, yeah, so thank you. That's great advice to give to other, you know, kind of female early career scientists out there. So maybe let's focus on some of the career highlights that you've had, and maybe talk about some of the best experiences you've had as a sort of a Latin America and a female researcher.
Yeah. So without any doubt, I think my greatest experience was doing field work in the Amazon. Mm-hmm. I had a chance of visiting several experimental sites in the Amazon basin, and it's incredible how beautiful they all are. And I think I cannot disconnect the passion of being in the forest to everything else that happened in my career. All of the international experiences that I had in my career were mostly motivated to either sharing this passion to the forest or to search, learn more about the forest. And because I mentioned this thing related to gender, I think I had the chance of meeting very strong women during my career, like researchers that are role models for me. And I think this is very encouraging, and it's very encouraging when you see a successful woman as a scientist in a, overcoming difficult situations. So I think those women that I interacted with were very important for my career too.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that. There's lots of many female scientists out there that I, you know, really admire, and, you know, hope that I could be half as good as they. And yeah, it's really cool to see some of them as pioneers as well. So
yes.
So we've kind of touched a little bit on your advice for early career scientists. So do you have some more general advice for early career scientists? And is there any specific advice you would give based on for people that might be coming from Latin America or wanting to study in Latin America?
Mm-hmm. I think my advice will be more towards the Latin Americans. I think every Latin American should take all the opportunities to learn. So apply for all possible travel grants. Be sincere that they come from Latin America, where there is not much science funding as in the US or Europe, for instance, but that they are really interested in making the best of any given chance. And always try to transfer what they have learned to their own country. we, as Latin Americans, we have brilliant minds. We just need more opportunities. I think this is my advice.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Do you have any like specific sort of organizations within Latin America that you might find useful and like initially to get in contact with or anything that you can recommend?
Yeah, I'm part of this organization called LAESES, and it's Latin American Early Career Scientists of Earth System Science. And currently we are organizing a webinar. Actually, it's taking place already this week. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that this will be happening from time to time. And we also have a blog where some senior scientists share their experiences. And we try to advertise grant opportunities as well. So I think it's a really nice network to get involved in.
Yeah, cool. Well, what we'll do is we'll put the link to the network into the blurb of this podcast for you.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So then if anybody wants to look, it should be in the description of the podcast. So thank you, Eliane. That's really cool. And thanks for kind of giving us some really cool things to think about, both from the Amazon and also, as a female scientist. That's really interesting. So thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that concludes today's podcast. Thanks for listening. And just to say, if you want to learn more about iLeaps, please go to our website, iLeaps.org, where you'll find a link to our early careers website, where you can follow us on Twitter, @iLeaps_ECSN, or our Facebook page. Thanks.